Unfiltered by Jade.
Jade. Welcome to the Unfiltered by Jade, where we get out of the box and dive into topics that are sidelined. I look forward to entertain, educate, and inspire. Feel free to like, share, subscribe, donate, and make everybody know about this.
Beats by RB Records, a proud sponsor of The Unfiltered by Jade.
Shopping Assistance Jamaica takes the stress away. Our services include online and local shopping in Jamaica for individuals and businesses, personal shopping, purchasing of company and office supplies, importing and exporting small packages across Jamaica and worldwide, helping you to find unique gifts and items for all events and occasions. Contact us at 876-919-5195. Shopping Assistance 2015 at gmail.com. Follow Shopping Assistance on Instagram at Shopping Assist JA, at Twitter at Shopping Assist 5, and Facebook at The Shopping Assistance. Shopping Assistance, your style, your budget. Welcome to the Unfiltered by Jade. Today we have with us Dawn, and she's gonna talk to us about being an entrepreneur and things that come with it. How to, you know, maneuver and work through it and become the best that we can be. So we're gonna jump into it. So hi Dawn, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing good. Doing good. All right, so can you tell us about yourself, please?
Okay, so I am an entrepreneur. I have been an entrepreneur for approximately 20 years. I am a hairdresser by trade. That's my first passion. Mm-hmm. My book, which caters to the entrepreneur, especially the emotional side of being an entrepreneur, the BYTCH book. Basically it's like a comforting thing to where a lot of people, especially those who are new to it, or maybe you don't have an actual brick and mortar, you need to know what actually happens behind the scenes, because most people have no idea. And it's, you know, I have a lot of experience on, I know, telling my story and then comforting people because of my trade. So, you know, when you go to the hairdresser, you always talking to the hairdresser and she's talking to you. So all my clients know my whole life story. So it just was like natural for me just to go right into it and make a book, because it's comforting and make you feel, even if you don't like me, you gravitate to me like, man, she got some information, you know?
Sounds good. All right, I'm gonna take a little pause right here.
Okay.
I don't know if it's your headphone, but when I don't know if it's when you're talking, something is hitting up against it. It's
right. Let me move it, cause I got the Beats. I'm gonna hold it out while we're talking. Is it better now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for saying that, cause it was doing that when I do my podcast and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, cause I don't want it to disturb what you're saying. I want people to hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So. Okay. I'm gonna hold it out the whole time.
Well, we're going to try and finish so you don't hold it up too long.
Okay.
All right, good. So, can you please tell us what the BYTCH book is about?
Okay, so it stands for Building Your Trojan Creative Horse. The BYTCH book is about the emotional side of being an entrepreneur. So, it basically tells what I've been through.
Right.
So it starts out with my first experience in the brick and mortar location, where the title of that chapter is The Geriatric Psycho.
Okay.
And this landlord was insane. And I thought that it was exclusive to just me and this experience. But the more I got to talking to all these other entrepreneurs who have brick and mortars, this is standard. Where your landlord, your commercial landlord, is a bully, because they look at you like, well, you work for yourself, you're not used to having a boss, but I'm going to torture you like how your boss would if you was out in the real, you know, what they consider the real workforce.
Right.
And I just, I don't care if I'm talking to a black person, white person, the exact same thing where they're being tortured. They'll torture you right out of business and laugh all the way to the bank. So this lady, she did horrible things all the way to turning my air conditioner on in the middle of a heat wave. I mean, off, excuse me.
What?
Yes, ma'am. So all that's in there. Yes, she did. And it was, the thing is what they're looking for, which I find is the common ground with these landlords. They're looking for lack of a better term, they're looking for slaves. They're looking for, yeah. And this is a black lady. If I put this in perfect perspective, I'm in PG County, Maryland. Wow. So that's majority black. So, right. I mean, you know, people making big money. So, she was looking for somebody who would just bow down and allow her to do whatever she wanted to do. And that is the same. And that's the same where I'm at now. That's just what it is. And it's hard to grasp that when you're going into the entrepreneur field, because you're thinking, I work for myself, I get to do, you know, and you're thinking right. one thing, and that's not so. This is the fight of your freaking life. Like, for real, this is... It's sink or swim, and you can't be playing. So if you think you're about to escape from your regular 9-to-5 and go into peace, that's a lie. You're lying to yourself. So if you can't fight your boss, how you gonna fight the landlord and stay calm enough to keep your clientele? Yes, it is serious. Because I remember I wasn't ready at that time. So I'm crying. I know when she cut off the air conditioner, honey, I'm crying. Oh, no. Over, because when I'm angry, I cry. I'm one of them people. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing over my client doing her hair. I think I had a little girl. I had a little girl. Her mom's there. And I'm crying as I'm braiding this little girl's hair because I'm panicking because I don't know what to do. This is a black salon. Black people use heated hooded dryers. So right. I cannot have people sweating under the dryer. So I don't even know what to do. And then my father, when I'm asking him, like, what is she doing? Cause I was so naive. And he was like, she's trying to put you out of business.
Yes.
And I'm like, how could she want to put me out of it? Because I wasn't in compliance. See, she wanted to torture. And she was. Them tenants is scared of her. She was opening people's mail. I have proof of this. You hear me? Wow. These people, let me tell you how good these people get. They get into paying. Now, I can't prove this lady was doing it, but I'm telling you, it's standard practice that they know people in the town for licensing. You pay anybody, they do whatever you want them to do. You know, and I know it's a fact that she paid tremendous political contributions to PG County. That's public record. So if I got the county exec in pocket, you see what I'm saying? Or I got all these other people in pocket. Who the heck am I writing a letter saying I'm going through this? Please help me. They like, well, shoot, this lady just gave us $10,000.
Right.
Who the heck are you?
Yes.
With your little fees that you pay us.
Fees.
Right. So I, you know, it's a book that's just full of,
yeah, the experiences that I've gone through.
Absolutely. And it molds you. I think being an entrepreneur, it helps you to, it's like you're healing. It's like you're going through a healing of you because you don't have a boss. So you have to fix whatever's wrong in your family or accept it or whatever. You have to figure out if you got a drug problem. I had a cigarette smoking problem for years. All these things affect being an entrepreneur. So it's actually, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. It's actually like a healing process. So you'll see things I had with my custody hearing, with my eldest child, how I met my husband, different things where you'll see what happened and how it, you know, it brought me to this day, this time where, you know, you could have never told me I would write a book.
That's right. I get that. I mean, through our experiences, we can write and, you know, we can know teach others because of the experiences that we've had.
Yes.
So that's good. What's the fear factor behind being an entrepreneur? Oh, because,
you know, what I found?
You had stated some earlier, but tell us some more.
Woo, fear factor. Waking up in the morning knowing that a bill is due.
Needs to prepare, uh-huh.
And you don't have it. So I understand that people that work regular 9-to-5s have that same fear factor, but you know uh-huh. what you're going to get every 2 weeks.
Right.
I don't. Mm-hmm. So the fear in knowing that I hope I can advertise and promote myself enough to where a month from now, it's so random. Like I just had a referral, make an appointment, and I'm like, my goodness, it's so random that, okay, bam, or somebody who was walking past a salon suite that was down the hall getting their eyebrows done by somebody else happened to walk past and saw my salon suite and was like, hey, and it called me and made a deposit. That is horrifying, but I know that you have to use that fear to propel you. Like I might wake up with anxiety. I'm like, nah, forget this. Let me make sure I'm put a couple Facebook posts. I, you know, belong to a whole lot of different groups. Let me post like that. So that fear factor.
That, I was getting to that. I was getting to that because I was saying for people who are entrepreneurs, they have to push their own selves. So as you say, you have to get up, you put yourself all over the social media, Facebook, you put yourself on Instagram so people can actually know that you do something, because it's not as if you're working for someone that, hey, you don't have to do all of that because they're the one that has to do it because they're paying you at the end of the day.
Yeah, it and is also... Go ahead.
No, it's a situation where you are the one that has to ensure that you pay yourself and take care of the things that need to be taken care of. So you don't have I only work 9-to-5. You work all around.
Yes.
Because you work hard and all around. You don't take breaks, because if you take a break, you don't get the money.
Right. And you gotta figure out how you're gonna use your breaks. Like, you know, I'm grateful that we did have the unemployment due to the pandemic, because then I was able to start taking breaks. That because you need to figure out when you're going to take the break so that your body, you don't want it to shut down on you.
Right.
So another fear that I had for a long time before it actually happened was the fear of being audited. And I already know I'm going to write a book on this. That's what I already said. That's going to be my next one.
Right.
That was my fear. Like, that was like the end of the world, and it happened. So we're just now at the tail end of the audit. The audit started in 2018. So, yes. So, when it happened, it was... First, it took me forever to figure out why it happened. We got a house. And so, you know, long story short, when you have a certain amount in the bank, it's $10,000. I don't care what happened. If it's not a credit union, from my understanding, they have to report it to the IRS. The bank. So the mortgage, I don't know what the term is, a mortgage lender, she kept telling my husband to put more money in the bank. And I kept saying, why is she saying this? It was almost like she was setting us up. But we ended up being audited. I think that the most important thing, the most important thing that I learned was that I didn't have my paperwork together. So it's extremely important that I think that those things help you to grow. So once your worst fear hits you in the face and it's like, oh.
Right.
You know, and then I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. So really I need to get my stuff together. So that's when I started understanding how to properly formulate your paperwork, how to do the paperwork immediately. Like right now, I'm doing paperwork immediately so that 2022 come, all I got to do is press print. So, and then all that also goes along with what's going on in your personal life. Are you okay where you're processing things properly at home? Are you eating properly? All these things make a difference on, is your mind clear enough to even stay on top of your paperwork? Then another thing I learned about the audit process was hilarious. When I first found we was getting audited, the guy, the original auditor, I just was faxing paperwork like nothing. I didn't have nothing in order. And he was like, what is this? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I think we're confused about what position an employee of the IRS is in. That's not their job to sort out your receipts. Right. That's your job. It's your fault.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was a fear that I had, and that has since gone because I've experienced it. So I'm like, oh, well, I know I'm having my paperwork in order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Experience teaches wisdom there also.
Yeah.
How do you balance being emotional? And how do you know when to react and not to react in regards to something?
Well, children will do that, right? Honey. But I think, you know what helped me? I can't even say children did that. I worked at a nurse home. I was a manager of, and then ended up becoming the actual operator of this nursing home salon. Okay. And to be able to be in that environment where you're dealing with grown-ups in their Pampers or whatever, having a tantrum, they might throw up, whatever, and you have to maintain a straight face. Mm-hmm. That helped. Yep. That helped with the emotional side and not to explode. Because you're not going, well, I think it depends on how you raised. So I'm not going to flick out on no 90-year-old, you know, or...
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the younger ones.
Right.
So if you know, all right, so say for, yeah, I mean, there's so many instances that can happen where something, all right, say, all right, we're doing this podcast. So you have your podcast, I have my podcast.
Right.
If it is that some people start saying all sorts of negative things on your post,
yeah,
how do you react to that?
I don't. It took a long time for me to get there. It was actually a lady from the Caribbean that had to tell me, no, you cannot talk to people like that. And look, she had to tell me, no, you need to say good morning when you're, like, she taught me all that stuff. I was, because I just was like, yeah, okay, you know, and she was like, no, it's good morning, and then it's thank you and have a great day, you know? So, and then also the reaction part, that's not that hard, because I believe once you're married or you have children or you have different things that prepare you for those things, I just look at it like, and thank you so much. Like, I get the bad reviews. You know, I'm a salon owner. So I had one lady, Lord, I was so mad. She didn't even come to get her hair done. And it was a free, that's when I was doing free hairstyles, like as promotion. And this lady didn't come because it was my fault. I scheduled her, but then I needed money. So I was like, can I just change the hairstyle as if she's paying. I don't even know why she ain't sit there and say, okay, she got mad and talking trash. I thought that was it. She gonna leave a nasty review. It's still up there. And so I was like, oh my God, I couldn't respond. Like, half of you didn't even pay. You know what I'm saying?
Did you?
No, I didn't. I can't do that. That's not right. I'm not one of them owners. So I was just like, you know, I'm so sorry that this happened. I forgot what I said, but I didn't mean it. And I'm saying it publicly. I wanted to cuss that lady out. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't even paying. You're going to leave a bad review, like, for real? But...
I mean, if it is that she knows she was going to get this hairstyle and then now she come and she no longer get it.
She's
no longer going to get it.
She right.
She's going to be upset.
Look, I was wrong. I learned my lesson. And I bet you I don't do no more free hairstyles. I bet you that. I learned my lesson. Honey. No, that's over. That is over.
You're not doing any more free hairstyles.
No, you're going to pay me. You're going to pay me well. My price is not cheap no more. I ain't playing. You're going to pay me well, honey. You hear me? For real.
Oh, my goodness.
And they steady go up. Because the older I get, my tolerance lessens. But my lesson, for real, what I really learned was what I learned from the experience is to be detailed in your policies.
Have to be.
And that's when I learned. I said, oh, I need to say. So I start restricting it. When I did the free hairstyles after that, I say, you can only get like a roller set, this and that. Any style to take under an hour.
Has to be detailed.
Yeah, and that's what I understood. Then I start looking at other stores different. When I walk into stores and see all these policies on the wall, I said, oh, they had a psycho come in here.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes. Yeah. You have to be very detailed, because if you don't, people can get under your skin with stuff and then they say, yeah, but you didn't say this, but you didn't say that. But and the truth is, we're told that the customer is always right.
And that's a lie. So, that's a lie.
It's a lie, but if it is that we want business, because if people don't come to our, if people don't listen to our podcast, if people don't come to our businesses, if people don't support us, we ain't getting no money.
That's true. And you, that is correct. So you're right in that. And that's why it's like my reaction, believe me, honey, I be screaming behind these eyes, and I'm so glad we had to start wearing a mask because my face be twisted up like, I cannot believe this, you know, but I would just be like, well, this is not going to work, ma'am, and, you know,
we're not going to do this.
It takes a lot for me. In general, I'm not going to flick out and curse out no customer. That just doesn't happen, but what does happen is I will fire you. It's no question. You will get fired, but I probably have, I can count on one hand how many times I've had to fire a client. Because they go that far. It takes a lot for me to take me there. You know, but in general, most time when I put up a policy, it's fine. You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I charge a deposit, because people kept not showing, or, you know, and I'd be like, okay, 50% deposit.
Yeah, and that can be frustrating. Yeah. That can be frustrating.
So instead of cursing people out, I just come up with a different policy. So when my first policy was $5 for the deposit, and I thought nobody was going to do it, and then people start paying it, I said, once somebody violates the $5 policy, it's going to be 50%. And I had that one person that didn't show up for the $5 policy, and now it's 50%. I haven't had no problems. I haven't had no problems.
Yep. Yeah. And that's good. What are some of the strategies that we can use as an entrepreneur in this business?
Oh, man. Anger control. Yes, and facial expression control.
You have to keep a poker face.
Yeah. You have to... I literally was in the mirror, and that was me preparing to go to court. So that has helped in me being an entrepreneur. You have to be in the mirror when you know how you be thinking about something that's bothering you? Right. Look at yourself. I don't care if you're in a car mirror. Practice relaxing your face muscles, because that is essential. Because a lot of these psychos that come in that want to press your buttons, that's how they act everywhere. So they just automatically know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to press. I'm going to press Jay's button, you know?
Yes. And it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you, I think anger control, facial expression control, and then balancing work and home. I think that's essential. Understand what your priorities are. So it's no amount of money I won't drop if something happens, like to my children or my husband. Like, let's say they get an accident, or one of my children, I got to pick them up from school because something immediately happened, I will cancel out a book of clients immediately. Because you have to, and a lot of people have a problem doing that, but that's the power in being an entrepreneur, that you can choose your family first, more so than somebody with a 9-to-5. So those are my three things: balance the family, anger control, and poker face.
How do you deal with rejection?
Oh, that's taken years.
Listen to me.
That has taken years. Like, and you know what? Let me tell you something. I think it depends on perspective. Like, when they say glass half empty, glass half full, that perspective, it was a guy, the book writing class I took.
Okay.
And he is teaching us how to go on in it, like what I'm doing now, promote your book or whatever. So I remember him saying, you make a list, and he said, well, he'd make a list, and he had like 100 people that he reached out to, and you might have, I think he said 20 people to reach back out and say yes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and look at that. That's a really good return. That's a 20% return. And then I said, now, if you look at it from a negative perspective, you might say, I only had 20 people respond.
That ain't nothing.
But if you look at it from the other perspective, where it's like the glass is half full, it's kind of like you psyching yourself out. Like, yeah. Like I was saying to another podcast host, I was saying, I swear, between me and my baby boy reaching out online, trying to get interviews, maybe at least 100, I might've got 10. So I think that if you put in the forefront of your mind, this person is going to say no. Then you psyching yourself out, because by the time they say yes, it's like, oh, wow, you know, yes. It's like a thing of psyching yourself out. That's how you, to me, get used to rejection. Most people going to say no in entrepreneurship. They're going to say no to you.
Listen, I don't think people are ready for it. And I'm saying that because because I'm coming a far way where that is concerned also.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started this podcast, I started it last year. And when I did, the amount of no's I got,
mm-hmm.
or the amount of no response.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taken back. I was like, oh my goodness. And I went to my husband, oh my God, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And I'm freaking out. And nobody's responding. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to be on the podcast. Nobody. And he had to say, even if it is that you sent to 10 persons and you got 4 persons, you got a lot.
That's right.
So look at it that way instead of looking at you didn't get anybody, because the 10 persons could have said no.
Right.
But still, you got 4 persons. So start with those 4 persons and continue doing that way. So, I mean, I am much better now, almost a year later.
Yes.
I am much better where if it is that I send out an email or send out something and I don't get a response, I don't take it to heart. Because, man, I remember being in that, I was in that bath and I was crying. Because it's rejection. Nobody likes to feel rejected, especially when it is that you have put in work in what you're doing. You stay up all night, you stay up all day, you're trying to get this thing right and you put it out there, and then you go to someone and you say, hey, I have something that I love and I want you to be a part of it, and you hear no.
Hey, and you know what? Another part of that you got to understand is people is effed up. I'm serious. And I don't mean like maliciously, with malicious intent. People are suffering and they're going through their own mess. So I'm going to give you an example with my book. That's a new venture. So yeah, I got a lot of no responses because they didn't know what to say. Some people is just going through something. So it was this one particular person. This is hilarious. Let me explain something to you. I did a book launch to where I asked you, hey, did you want to be a part of it? Da, 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 whatever. And the person said yes, right? That means I put you on this phone thing to where you get like the blast text, right? Where it'll say, yeah. It keep you updated. So I only got about 4 blast texts over the course of 6 weeks. It wasn't like totally overwhelming your phone. By the time I sent out the second text that said the preview for the book, several people going to do stop on it. They didn't want to see no more. They did a stop. So I could see the stop. I was pissed because I'm like, I asked you. You didn't have to say nothing. So let me take it a step further. Some of them, I just straight. That's when I start going through my friend list. Sometimes it's best to limit your friend list. I said, why am I in my personal Facebook friends with all these people that's not my friends? I made it so it's majority family because that's who I really want to see. So I had unfriended this person. You know, this person reached back out after the book came out. Mind you, he said stop, right? And so talking about did he miss something? And like playing, you could, the guilt eats certain people up. So this is an ex-client, right? So then I was like, what you talking about? And then he was like, then he gonna proceed to play dumb. Do you hear me? Proceed to play dumb. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So this is what I said. You're the one who pressed stop. You have to type in stop. You type stop so you didn't want to be part of it. I'm just going through this and that. Girl, I left that thing right. And you know how Facebook could tell if you open up the... I didn't even finish reading that hot mess. So that's another way you don't take stuff personally. People is a hot mess. You don't know what kind of mess they going through behind closed doors. So, you know, you don't know what kind of drugs people are. They might be drinking. You just got to keep going. People are crazy. Can you believe that, though? Can you believe that? And then this is the thing, I swear to God, the other people, they like this. The other 3 people, I said, dang, I thought you said you want to be a part of it. Oh, I don't remember pressing stop. No, you know you had to type in stop. You know you had to, girl. So, you know, people just is screwed up and you have to accept that, okay? It's some issues, you don't even know what's going on, and let it go, all right? And look, I'm glad you said that about your husband, because I think that it depends on your support system too, that makes a difference on how you accept rejection. Because my husband is the same way. He like F them people. So what we gonna do? You know, I had one lady say, nobody, your book isn't gonna, nobody's gonna take you serious. Mind you, she ain't working for herself. How you gonna give me advice? Why would I take advice from you and you work for the government? You don't even have a business. You see what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking? So that was my husband. F her. Who is she? What does she have? You know? I think it's essential, especially, I don't care who you are. Your spouse or whoever got to be like your ride or die. Like, nah. So what? We're going to keep going. You know, it's important. It is so important.
It is important to have that. Yes.
It's so important. That got to be your rock. You know, that got to be your ride or die. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh goodness. Man, it's good to set up the people now.
I got you cracking up in here.
Oh my goodness. Oh, sorry.
Oh man. Oh my
Jesus. Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, you just gotta keep it moving. That's what? All. Like,
yeah, and that's what I want to know. What is it that keeps you motivated?
Oh man. Well, you know, I don't know if you already know, but I'm Muslim, so that a lot of the rules in Islam go hand in hand with entrepreneurship, which is so interesting to me. I didn't become Muslim until I was grown, so I'm just like, okay. This is so interesting. The anger control, not excessively talking, like a lot of different rules, and I'm just like, wow, that's what keeps me going first and foremost. You know, wake up with that, and then. What keeps me going, my children, absolutely, husband, yes. All that stuff. And then my future goals after I get my money. Cause my goal is, you know, my plans are huge. I ain't that type of person that's, you know, want to walk around stunting with all this, you know, jewelry, this and that. My goal is to help people. When I make my millions, I want to have like some serious programs helping people. So that's like a big driving factor in how I wake up like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, you know, because I do it for free anyway. People ask me for advice for years, and you know, how I get an EIN number, how do I get this, I'll be like, girl, and I'll send a link, you know, because I think that we don't do that for each other as humans. I don't even think it's a Black thing. A lot of Black people think it's just a Black thing. Nah, when I move down here around these white people, they do it to each other too, where they put each other on tiers, where you got where they consider the trash and you're beneath us and all that. So I think that I think if you wake up in the morning and you want to help people, that is such a beautiful motivating factor, you know, because you get it back. It's reciprocated, you know.
Ah, thank you so much, Nan. Listen, I laughed today.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
Thank you so much for that. I laughed so much. I laughed so much. And I mean, it's good. I mean, because these are some of the things that we experience as entrepreneurs. Yes. And I guess we have to know how to kind of deal with it. Because if we don't deal with it well, we lose clients or potential people that could be a part of our business or could help the business, you know?
Yes.
So we have to really know how to deal with it and how to be better persons. And if it is that, as I said, we can't show face or do what we want to do, or, you know, sometimes I feel like to beat some of them, you can't do it. So you go home and you talk to your spouse or the persons, whoever it is that you have a support system, you know, to help us through. Yeah. So we have reached the end of it. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, Dawn. Really appreciate you being on it. I want you to let people know where they can find you on your social media and where they can get the book.
And I also want to say, I meant to say at the beginning, but thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that. And so that your audience can hear this wonderful, good time we had today. So y'all could start out by finding me my.com. That has all the businesses. I had to put everything together. It is I am DawnWilliams.com. DawnWilliams.com. As far as the book, it's the BYTCH book. That's on Instagram as well as on Facebook. So it's the same, the BYTCH book. And it can actually, if you go to the BYTCH.com, that will give you the direct link to Amazon. So you ain't got to search for it. It can be difficult because I noticed a lot of people had that name. So it'll take you right to the Amazon link. So that's how you can find me.
Awesome. So thank you so much again. And I want to thank you guys for listening to The Unfiltered, and we'll be back next week, Tuesday. Thank you.